Government loans. State and federal government agencies play a relatively minor role as direct lenders in the residential real estate market. Their primary purpose is to regulate certain aspects of the industry and encourage homeownership through loan insurance and guarantee programs. There are three categories of government loans: FHA, VA, and USDA. FHA loans are fully insured by the Federal Housing Administration, a part of the Department of Housing and Urban Development, EHUD. The Department of Veterans Affairs partially guarantees VA loans. Somewhat like FHA loans, USDA loans are fully insured by the United States Department of Agriculture. All three government loans are available through participating lenders. Federal Housing Administration, FHA. Since its creation, FHA has had a significant influence on real estate financing. Major loan reforms spearheaded by FHA include fully amortized loans, low down payment, low interest rates, mandatory collection of taxes and hazard insurance premiums in an escrow account, standards for borrower qualification. The FHA is not a lender. FHA is a mortgage insurance program that protects the lender from loss in the event of default by the borrower by insuring the full amount of the loan. The lenders bear less risk because FHA will pay a claim to the lender in the event of a homeowner's default. Loans must meet specific requirements established by FHA to qualify for insurance. FH, a mortgage insurance premiums. Because FHA is a mortgage insurance program, premiums are paid into a pool of funds out of which claims are paid when a borrower defaults on a loan. The cost of the mortgage insurance is passed along to the borrower in the form of a mortgage insurance premium, MIP. The borrower pays two premiums, an upfront premium at closing and an annual premium upfront mortgage insurance premium, UFMIP. When a loan is funded, the FHA charges an upfront mortgage insurance premium. The UFMIP can be paid at closing or added to the loan at funding. The UFMIP can be added to the loan even if it causes the loan to exceed the appraised value of the property. Annual premium. The annual premium is based on the loan-to-value ratio, LTV, and for 30-year loans with an LTV greater than 95%, the premium is 0.55% of the base loan amount. The annual premium is paid on a monthly basis and is added to the borrower's monthly payment calculation of UFMIP and loan amount. Note, FHA, upfront, and annual insurance premiums are subject to change. For illustrative purposes, the UFMIP used in this book is 1.75% of the loan amount. The annual premium is 1.35%. For current rates, contact an FHA lender or visit www.hud.gov. Sales price or value times LTV equals base loan amount. Base loan amount times 1.75% equals upfront mortgage insurance. Premium UFMIP base loan amount plus UFMIP equals total loan amount. In our sample transaction, we have the following: sales price or value times LTV equals base loan amount. Base loan amount times 1.75% equals upfront mortgage insurance, premium UFMIP. Base loan amount plus UFMIP equals total loan amount. In our sample transaction, we have the following: sales price, $250,500. Down payment, 3.5%. $8,768. Base loan amount, $241,732. The loan-to-value ratio is 96.5%, 100% minus 3.5%. The UFMIP is 1.75% of the base loan amount, $241,732, times 1.75% equals $4,230 UFMIP base loan amount, $241,732. Add FH A U F M I P asterisk plus $4,230. Total loan amount, $245,962. F, H, a loan programs, 203B fixed rate program, 10 to 30 year terms. The most commonly used FHA program, 203K purchase and rehabilitation program, used for the rehab of 1 to 4 family properties. Down payment and maximum mortgage requirements. An amount equal to, not less than 3.5% of the appraised value of the property LTV. For purchase money mortgages, the LTV is 96.5%, i.e., 100% minus 3.5% down payment requirement. The examples that follow will use 96.5% and apply it to the lesser of the appraiser's estimate of value or the adjusted sales price. The examples do not include UFMIP or closing costs to be paid by the borrower. Calculation of the maximum mortgage. The maximum mortgage is calculated by applying 96.5% to the lesser of either the appraiser's estimate of value or the contract price for the property minus any required adjustments. Sales price, $218,000. Appraiser's estimate of value, $220,000. Maximum mortgage, $218,000 times 96.5% equals $210,370. Down payment, $218,000 to $210,370 equals $7,630. In the above example, the appraiser's estimate of value is $220,000, which is $2,000 greater than the sales price of $218,000, because the loan amount is a maximum of 96.5% of the lesser of the sales price or appraised value. The loan amount is based upon the sales price of $218,000. The upfront mortgage insurance premium can be added to the loan amount without concern for its effect on loan limits or appraised value. When the seller agrees to pay some of the buyer's expenses, we have a seller concession. Sellers are permitted to provide financing concessions up to 6% of the sales price. Generally, FHA will insure mortgages made to individuals, but will also insure mortgages made to state and local government agencies and approved nonprofit organizations. Borrowers, co-borrowers, and co-signers. Borrowers and co-borrowers take title to the property, are obligated on the mortgage note, and must also sign the security instrument. The co-borrower's income, assets, liabilities, and credit history are considered in determining creditworthiness. Co-signers do not hold an ownership interest in a property, but are liable for repaying the obligation and must sign all documents except for the security instruments. The co-signer's income, assets, liabilities, and credit history are considered in determining creditworthiness for the mortgage, and the co-signer must complete and sign the loan application. The following conditions also apply to co-borrower and co-signer eligibility. A co-borrower or a co-signer may not be a party with a financial interest in the transaction, such as the seller, builder, or real estate agent. Exceptions may be granted if the seller and co-borrower, co-signer, are related to the owner by blood, marriage, or law. An individual signing the loan application must not be otherwise ineligible for participation. Unless otherwise exempted, e.g., military service with overseas assignments, U.S. citizens living abroad, any non-occupying co-borrowers or co-signers must have a principal residence in the United States. Seller contributions. Seller contributions to the buyer's closing cost are limited to 6% of the sales price. Citizenship and immigration status. Being a citizen of the United States is not required for eligibility. When a mortgage loan applicant indicates on the loan application that he or she holds something other than U.S. citizenship, the lender must determine residency status from the documentation provided by the borrower. Resident aliens. For those borrowers with lawful permanent resident alien status, FHA will insure the mortgage under the same terms and conditions as U.S. citizens. FHA will also insure a mortgage made to a non-permanent resident alien, provided that the property will be the borrower's principal residence. The borrower has a valid SSN, and the borrower is eligible to work in the U.S., as evidenced by an Employment Authorization Document, EAD, issued by BCIS. Non-U.S. citizens with no lawful residency in the U.S. are not eligible for FHA-insured mortgages. Borrower's age. There is no maximum age limit for a borrower. The minimum age is the age at which the mortgage note can be enforced legally in the state or other jurisdiction in which the property is located. In Texas, the minimum age would be 18. Eligible properties. Eligible properties include single-family residences, approved HUD condo projects, PUDs, planned unit development, 1-4 family dwellings, HUD-approved manufactured homes, rural property. Rural property is limited to 10 acres. Commercial use is not permitted, and the property cannot be income-producing. The land-to-value ratio should not exceed 30% for rural property. If the land-to-value ratio exceeds 30%, the relative value of the home being financed is low, making the sale more of a land deal as opposed to a home sale. Ineligible properties. Ineligible properties include non-HUD-approved condo projects or condo projects ineligible for approval, condotels, co-ops, manufactured housing that is not HUD-approved, working ranches, board and care home, earth berm homes, commercial properties, vacant land, leaseholds, unique properties, properties with a resale date less than or equal to 90 days following the acquisition by the seller. Site considerations. FHA guidelines require that a site be rejected if the property being appraised is subject to hazards, environmental contaminants, noxious odors, offensive sites, or excessive noises to the point of endangering the physical improvements or affecting the livability of the property, its marketability, or the health and safety of its occupants. Rejection may also be appropriate if the future economic life of the property is shortened by obvious and compelling pressure to a higher use, making a long-term mortgage impractical. An appraisal report with a positive indication in a special flood hazard area, SFHA, activates flood insurance coverage requirements. The appraiser must quantify the effect on the value, if any, for properties within a designated flood map. A lender must reject a property in any of the following circumstances. If the property is subject to frequently recurring flooding, if there is any potential hazard to life or safety, if escape to higher ground would not be feasible during severe flooding conditions. Borrower requirements. Borrowers are permitted to have one owner-occupied loan. Exceptions to this are permitted for the following. Relocation. Increase in family size. Borrower is vacating a jointly owned property. Ratios, maximum ratios of 31% front ratio and 43% back ratio. Higher ratios may be eligible with compensating factors determined by the underwriter. Income, full income documentation is required on all loans. Self-employed borrowers provide the most recent 2 years, 1040S and 1065S, 1120S, or 1120S if applicable, assets. Acceptable sources of liquid assets include checking, savings, money market accounts, CDS, stocks, mutual funds, trust funds, gift funds, and cash on hand. Assets must be verified. Gift funds. Gifts may be provided by the borrower's family member, the borrower's employer or labor union, a close friend with a clearly defined and documented interest in the borrower, a charitable organization, a governmental agency or public entity that has a program providing home ownership assistance to WOW, low or moderate income families, or HOW, first-time home buyers. Donor's source of funds, cash on hand, is not an acceptable source of donor gift funds. Required documentation. The lender must obtain a gift letter signed and dated by the donor and borrower that includes the following: the donor's name, address, and telephone number, the donor's relationship to the borrower, the dollar amount of the gift, a statement that no repayment is required, cash reserves. Cash reserves are not required on owner-occupied, 1-2-unit properties. At the underwriter's discretion, cash reserves may be required as a compensating factor. 3-4-unit properties require 3 months' PIDI in reserve. gift funds are not an acceptable source for reserves. Funds borrowed against a 401k, IRA, thrift savings plan, or equity in other properties are not acceptable sources for reserves. Appraisals. A full appraisal from an FHA-approved appraiser is required. The property must have been appraised and inspected within 12 months of the date of the note. If the appraisal is older than 120 days, an update of value is required. If the appraiser determines that the property value has declined, a new appraisal is required. Escrow accounts, escrow of taxes and insurance, is required for all transactions, regardless of LTV, non-traditional credit. The lack of credit history or the borrower's decision to not use credit may not be used as the basis for rejecting the loan application. Some prospective borrowers may not have an established credit history. For these borrowers, including those who do not use traditional credit, the lender must obtain a non-traditional merged credit report, NTMCR, from a credit reporting company or develop a credit history from utility payment records, rental payments, automobile insurance payments, and other means of direct access from the credit provider. Department of Veterans Affairs, VA. The Servicemen's Readjustment Act, more commonly known as the GE Bill of Rights, was signed into law by President Franklin D. Roosevelt on June 22, 1944. This comprehensive program provided returning World War II servicemen and women with many medical benefits, educational benefits, and low-interest loans to help the veteran assimilate back into civilian life. Section 5. 01 of the Act provides for a partially guaranteed real estate loan by the Department of Veterans Affairs, VA. The VA loan process is unlike any other mortgage loan program. The loan is a benefit that has been earned by the veteran for serving the United States of America. The VA's primary interest is to help veterans and their families. VA loan guarantee. A lender, such as a mortgage company or bank, makes VA loans. The VA's partial guarantee on the loan protects the lender against loss if the borrower does not make the payments. It is intended to encourage lenders to offer veterans loans with more favorable terms. This guarantee reduces the lender's risk. Should the veteran default on the payments, the VA will compensate the lender for any losses incurred by a foreclosure up to the guarantee limit. The VA guarantee is a benefit earned by the veteran. No mortgage insurance premium will be charged. VA loan limits. The VA does not impose a maximum loan amount that a veteran may borrow to purchase a home. However, there are limits on the amount of liability VA will assume, which usually affects the amount of money an institution will extend to the veteran. The loan limits are the amount a qualified veteran with full entitlement may be able to borrow without making a down payment. These loan limits vary by county, since the value of a house depends in part on its location. The Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act of 2019, Blue Water Act, addresses the maximum amount that VA may guarantee on a home loan. The Blue Water Act amends 38 U.S.C. Section 3703A1 to expand maximum guarantee amounts for purchase, refinance, cash-out refi, or construct a home as follows. Full entitlement. Freddie Mac Conforming Loan Limit, CLL, are no longer a factor for veterans with full entitlement. For veterans with full entitlement, the maximum amount of guarantee for a loan above $144,000 is 25% of the loan amount, regardless of the Freddie Mac CLL. However, the Blue Water Act does not change the maximum amount of guarantee entitlement available to veterans for loans equal to or less than $144,000, regardless of the Freddie Mac CLL. Example, veteran has full entitlement available, and the loan amount is $1,200,000. $1,200,000 times 25% equals $300,000. Maximum guarantee and entitlement available. Partial entitlement. For veterans who have previously used entitlement and such entitlement has not been restored, the maximum amount of guarantee entitlement available to the veteran for a loan above $144,000 shall be 25% of the Freddie Mac CLL reduced by the amount of entitlement previously used, not restored, by the veteran. Eligibility of a veteran. Veterans who were discharged under conditions other than dishonorable and who meet the service requirements are eligible for VA home loan benefits. Eligibility is additionally determined by the time frame in which the veteran served and the number of days of active duty. Lenders require the veteran must obtain a certificate of eligibility. The veteran will need a copy of DD-214. Certificate of separation from active duty. Active duty personnel will need to furnish a statement of service letter. Discharge papers must be included with the application. The entitlement of a veteran relates to the size of the loan a veteran may receive. It varies depending on the term of service. A veteran can use his or her entitlement more than once. Who is eligible? Veterans who were discharged under conditions other than dishonorable and who meet the service requirements are eligible for VA home loan benefits. Eligibility is additionally determined by the time frame in which the veteran served and the number of days of active duty. Reserves/National Guard. The veteran must complete a total of 6 years in the selected reserves or National Guard with an honorable discharge and not be otherwise eligible. Active duty service personnel. A member of the military who is currently serving on active duty is eligible after having served on continuous active duty for at least 181 days, 90 days during the Gulf War period, unless discharged or separated from a previous qualifying period of active duty service. Eligible loan purposes. Eligible veterans may obtain loans to buy an existing home, build a home, simultaneously purchase and improve a home, refinance an existing mortgage loan, cash out refinance, convert an adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, improve a home by installing energy-related features. Occupancy. The veteran must certify that he or she intends to occupy the property as his or her personal primary residence. Residual income. Residual income is the amount of money left over each month after all of the borrower's major expenses are paid, including housing, taxes, and debt payments. The money that remains is usually spent on items such as groceries, gas, and other regular living expenses. VA's minimum residual income is a guide and should not automatically trigger the approval or rejection of a loan. Instead, consideration of residual income is done in conjunction with all other credit factors. If residual income is marginal, other indicators such as the applicant's credit history, and in particular, how the applicant has previously handled similar housing expenses, will be considered. Consideration will also be given to the effect of the purchase on the borrower's typical monthly expenses. For example, a family purchasing in a higher-priced neighborhood may feel a need to incur higher-than-average expenses to support a lifestyle comparable to that in their environment. In contrast, a substantially lower-priced home purchase may not compel such expenditures. Also considered are the ages of the applicant's dependents in determining the adequacy of residual income. Debt-to-income ratio. The VA's debt-to-income ratio is a ratio of total monthly debt payments, housing expense, installment debts, etc., to gross monthly income. It is only a guide. As an underwriting factor, it is secondary to the residual income and should not automatically trigger the approval or rejection of a loan. Instead, the ratio is considered in conjunction with all other credit factors. VA loan terminology. Eligibility addressed the question, is the veteran able to obtain a VA loan? Entitlement addresses the question, what is the maximum guarantee available to the veteran? The size of the guarantee establishes the upper loan limit for the veteran seeking 100% financing, the 4% limit. Any seller concession or combination of concessions exceeding 4% of the established reasonable value of the property is considered excessive and unacceptable for VA-guaranteed loans. Standard discount points and the payment of the buyer's customary closing costs are not counted in total concessions for determining whether concessions exceed the 4% limit. Excessive concessions would include specific allowances for repairs and excessive contributions to the purchaser's closing costs. VA Funding FE. Generally, all veterans using the VA Home Loan Guarantee Benefit must pay a funding fee. The funding fee reduces the loan's cost to taxpayers, considering that a VA loan requires no down payment and has no monthly mortgage insurance. The funding fee is a percentage of the loan amount that varies based on the type of loan and the veteran's military category, first-time or subsequent loan user status, and down payment. The veteran has the option to finance the VA funding fee or pay it in cash, but the funding fee must be paid at closing time. VA funding fee exemption. The following persons are exempt from paying the funding fee: veterans receiving VA compensation for service-connected disabilities, veterans who would be entitled to receive compensation for service-connected disabilities if they did not receive retirement pay, veterans who are rated by VA as eligible to receive compensation as a result of pre-discharge disability examination and rating, or on the basis of a pre-discharge review of existing Medi-Cal evidence, including service medical and treatment records, that results in the issuance of a memorandum rating. Veterans who are entitled to receive compensation but are not presently in receipt because they are on active duty. Surviving spouses of veterans who died in service or from service-connected disabilities, whether or not such surviving spouses are veterans with their own entitlement, and whether or not they are using their own entitlement on the loan. U.S. Department of Agriculture, Single Family Guaranteed Rural Housing Loan Program. The Rural Housing Service, RHS, is an agency of the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA, established in 1994. The RHS was created by the Department of Agriculture Reorganization Act. The mission of the RHS is to improve the quality of life in rural areas. RHS assists rural communities and individuals by providing loans and grants for housing and community facilities. The Rural Housing Service administers the direct loan and loan guarantee programs offered by the USDA. Direct loans are made and serviced by USDA staff. Loan guarantees are made to banks or other private lenders. These single-family housing programs provide home ownership opportunities to low and moderate-income rural Americans. The USDA's Section 502 Single-Family Guaranteed Rural Housing Loan Program, SFHGLP, is designed to serve rural residents who have a steady, low, or modest income and yet are unable to obtain adequate housing through conventional financing. These loans enable low and moderate income rural residents to acquire modestly priced housing for their own use as a residence through the purchase of a new or existing dwelling or the purchase of a new manufactured home. Under the Section 502 program, RHS does not make a loan directly to an eligible borrower, but guarantees a loan made by a commercial lender. This guarantee substantially reduces the risk for lenders, thus encouraging them to make loans to rural residents who have only modest incomes and little collateral. The SFHGLP and guidelines are a work in progress, and RHS makes changes to the guidelines often. The author has made an attempt to keep abreast of any RHS changes. However, if any concerns arise, please refer to the www.rd.usda.gov/about/rd/agencies/rural/housing/service website, as they are the one, the only, and the final authority. Guaranteed loan funds must be used to acquire a new or existing dwelling to be used as a permanent residence and may be used to pay costs associated with such an acquisition. Properties must be residential in use, character, and appearance. The loan term must be 30 years, and the loan must fully amortize in that period. The promissory note must show regular monthly payments, generally payable on the first day of the month. The SFHGLP assists very low, low, and moderate income households. Therefore, the lender must certify that any household that requests a loan guarantee does not exceed the adjusted annual income threshold, 115% of median household income, for the applicable state and county where the dwelling is located.